Okay, Oregon State Coach Mike Riley has joined us, and the Beavers have an open date, returning to action next week, Thursday, October 16, against Utah. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Mike, at the milepost here of a bye, I guess, give us a quick thumbnail of where your team is at, where you're doing well, and what where you need to really advance.
Well, Bud, I think that the record is okay, but we got a lot of work to do I think the development of our receiving core and getting some wideouts, more wideouts to make plays. We had a good game last week in that we got the tight ends the ball, but if we could complement that a little bit more on the outside. And then defensively, I think we've got to get back to tackling better. You know, I think we have a pretty good defense, and we make a lot of good plays, but we didn't tackle real well last weekend, I didn't think, overall. So, you know, and it's going to be a matter for us. We're doing okay, but we've really got to improve as we go.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Howell, Boulder Daily Camera.
Coach, obviously you guys just played Colorado, and the result was a lot closer than a year ago. Most of the results have been a lot closer than a year ago. What are you seeing that's different out of that team than last year?
Well, I think that they're really dynamic offensively. I mean, I think the week before we played them, they went to that big game with Cal, the 56 points or something, and they're doing a nice job, and the guy pulling the trigger is a good player, and he's going to get better and better because he's young. And then, you know, the receivers are making plays, and the running backs are doing a nice – I think their offensive line is very, very well coached and do a great job in both phases of the game, running and pass protection. And then defensively, they are also very well coached. This is a well-coached football team that's just gotten dramatically better in a year.
How close are they to turning the corner, do you think, to pulling out some victories and maybe – playing for the postseason?
Well, just look how close they've come to a couple of wins just in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, it's, as we all know, there's just small things, a few plays that many times make the difference. There was only one turnover and a small amount of penalties in the game. It was a pretty clean game. And we happened to get the one big turnover that we capitalized on a short drive and scored the points. Might have been the difference. So, you know, it's just a matter of making the right plays to win the game.
Thank you, Coach.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. I know Mike's hungry.
And we do have a question from the line of Alex Crawford, 1080 The Fan.
Hey, Coach, I just wanted to ask you, it seems like no matter what happens on the defense, you guys have guys that can rotate in and play well, with Jalen Grimble going out and then Lavonte Barnett stepped up big against Colorado. Can you kind of comment on the defensive line and the different guys you have coming in there and producing?
Well, it's fortunate that we do have the depth. Now, we do miss Jalen Grimble. He's a different difference maker and a very good player. And thankfully, he's not gone for the long term, but it is good to have depth and guys that can go in and play solid football and stay fresh throughout the game. With this game the way it is, with the up-tempo and the spread offenses from sideline to sideline, guys have to run, and we try to keep them fresh and keep them going, and to have a little depth on the defensive line is a very positive thing.
It was nice to see Victor Bolden back out there. How's he progressing?
I think it was good for Vic to get back into playing again. He wasn't overly comfortable in the game, I don't think, but I think he will be by the time we play again, and he had a good practice today. So it's very important for us that he get rolling, and his backup, Romel Dockery, gets rolling. But it was good to have him get back. He made a special effort because it could have been very easy for him to opt out of that game, but he made a special effort to play, and it helped us, and I think he'll be better the next go.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck with the bye week.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, any further questions?
That's a wrap, Dave.
There you go, Mike. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Right, you bet. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.